Good morning. My guest this morning is Cynthia Leung from the Museums of Sonoma County. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, here we have a show called Tom Holland, Five Decades of Art, that's open at the museum. Why don't you talk a little bit about it?
Well, Tom Holland is actually quite a significant painter of this century and of contemporary art, especially in the Bay Area. And he's a notable California artist.
Right. I've heard of him and know people who went to school with him and all of that back in the day.
It's really quite an exciting exhibition because what you'll be seeing is a huge volume of his work, starting from the early 60s all the way through to the present. And, of course, at the beginning, as you know, his artwork was kind of considered funky.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, he got more renowned from when he started painting on sheets of aluminum and fiberglass. And when you see his work, you've got a lot of work hanging on walls, but a lot of freestanding work. And all of that is related. He doesn't really make the distinction between 2D and 3D as much as you might think. They're sort of like wall sculptures or freestanding sculptures, but he considers them as paintings, basically.
Right. So a couple of days from now, on the 5th, he's going to be giving a lecture, right? Lecture,
yes.
And demonstration?
Yes, on the 5th, on Thursday, and the reception begins at 6:30. It's a meet the speaker reception. So you'll get to speak to him if you have burning questions to ask him about his artwork. And then he's going to start at 7 o'clock to give a talk. And it'll be about his work as a body of work and also his thoughts and his philosophy and how he's thinking about his artwork.
Uh-huh.
And then the next week on the Thursday as well, on the 12th of May, we have Mark Van Poyen, who is an art critic, a Bay Area art critic. He also teaches at the San Francisco Institute of Art. And he's very familiar with Tom Holland's work. And he's going to give his take on Tom Holland's work and the significance on the landscape of art, contemporary art.
It makes me wish that I had been an artist rather than a guy on the radio. It would have been so wonderful to have been there in the 60s, except the way I was, sort of looking at it from a distance.
Well, Roland, you are an artist of speech, and he's a visual artist.
Thank you.
So it is definitely a very, very worthwhile exhibition to come see. I think it's very important in terms of contemporary art and the experimentation that Tom Holland has been doing over these last five decades.
Right.
As well as it's going to be very exciting for anyone to come to either of these two talks or both of them, because you can see what the artist says about himself, and then you can also hear what an art critic would say.
There's another event coming up about guitars on May 28th.
Yes. As you know, we're both an art and a history museum, and starting on May 29th, we will have a new exhibition called Medieval to Metal, the Art and Evolution of the Guitar. And
wow. Oh, how wonderful.
It'll have just about everything and anything about guitars, as well as some beautiful guitars on display.
Who is putting that together?
We rented the exhibition. It is coming from the National Museum of the Guitar.
The National Museum of the Guitar. Well, it sounds like very, very exciting stuff coming up at the museum. So how do people find out more? How do they...
You should definitely check our website at www.museumsc.org. And if you prefer the phone, you can always call us when we are open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day except Mondays, and just ask our receptionist, and she could tell you anything you want to know as
Great.
Well.
Thanks.
Oh, I should give the phone number. It's 707-579-1500.
Great. Thanks, Cynthia.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.